So the NSABP's clinical trials have been instrumental in catalyzing the retreat from radical mastectomy. And a surgeon who looks at this will quickly realize that the justification for each operation is based on a mutually exclusive biologic hypothesis. And taken to its extreme, the surgeon must come to grips with a conclusion, and that is whether we're in a position to challenge the primacy of the operation. Should we now regard the operation not as the dominant intervention, but perhaps as the adjuvant, secondary to a more effective intervention, such as the use of chemotherapy and Herceptin for tumors that are HER2-new positive? Do we have the evidence to support this kind of heretical thinking? And in point of fact, is it even heretical? Do we have the data? So let's cut to the chase and frame the question. Have we crossed that elusive transition between therapy based on empiricism, therapy based on phenomenology, to therapy based on well-defined molecular discriminants? And I think in order to understand the future, we must also understand and pay homage to those individuals who brought us here, namely